Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Yeah, we hear about Sharia law. You remember we saw two Muslim clerics, I believe, and or leaders in the Muslim religion in Texas. And Glenn Beck was interviewing them. We have this on the torch for you. And they were talking about Sharia law. They were trying to implement Sharia law in North Texas, whatever city that the Blaze is in. Everything's happening. He moved from New York to Texas, right? And because the crazy things are going to happen is like all of Islam moved right there in his same city, which I think they want his platform. They want to be able to him to talk about it or whatever. But you think about this. They were talking openly about cutting your hand off. They were openly saying, you know, listen, if you got a thief, you want to, they weren't talking this clearly because they were talking from an Arabic accent, mm-hmm. I believe. But he's basically saying, cut the hand, you know, that stops things. You know, you have laws, cut the hand. We're not going to undo the law. So you're saying that you want to have a religious gathering inside of America where the American Constitution says that they have a right to attorney, mm-hmm. they have a right to a jury trial, and that type of thing, that you're going to take another law and take them into your revival, and they're going to come out without a hand, without a foot. And it's like, this was really happening. It was happening on a couch in a large field on the Blaze TV. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. Well, this is that's called Sharia law. Sharia law, there's a lot of variances to it, it appears. But it boils down to, you know, the Quran says, you know, if somebody steals, cut their hand off. And they have some other laws that talk about somebody leaves the faith. A lot of the Sharia laws in different lands say that that is cause for you being killed if you leave the faith of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
That helps sustain growth in your religion. That's exactly what's going on. And so you think that's just some radical edge. Well, they actually took a statistical survey. It may have been even Breitbart that was talking about it, but several others. It could have been the Pew as well. But that like 50 or 60%, sometimes 70%, agree with that particular part of Sharia law that says if you leave the faith, it's punishable. It's okay to be punishable by death. And it's like you don't really get a chance to even go to the faith because you're born and your family's, you know, Muslim, then you're Muslim.
Well, that's how they consider that there's so many people growing is because if you're born into that family, they identify you as Muslim. And the difference is like when you look at the church in the kingdom is the fact that you become a follower of Christ when you decide to, I want to give my life to him. Regardless if you were born into a family, you have to make that conscious decision, there was a moment when I was walking with him and there was a moment when I decided to. That's not the case when you look at a Muslim family that says just because we had a son and daughter, now there's two more people walking. And it's like, that's not the same thing.
Right, right. And some people do convert to Islam, but that's the majority. I was being mm-hmm. born into it. So we're going to go to Indonesia right here. Take a look at this picture right here. This is a lady. And the article is written by Holman, you know, Carly Holman here. And she's talking about, you know, why is she knelt down like that? There's a rod. You can see this rod. The man's holding the rod right there. And it says, officials in Banda, Indonesia, held a public caning Monday. This just happened. According to this particular post, six people were brutally beaten outside the mosque
mm-hmm.
for indecency and gambling activities prohibited by the province of this Islamic bylaw of the Quran, which is called Sharia law, right? Among the guilty were two university students, a man, 23, and a woman, 20, which you're looking at right there, who were caned five times each for displaying affectionate contact while unmarried, a violation known as a particular word that I can't pronounce right there. So think about this. Can you imagine if people in America got caned because they hugged each other or they kissed each other or they touched inappropriately?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for that alone, the people that are embracing this whole concept of, you know, Islam and Sharia law, that's what it does. This is the largest country, number of like 80% of course, it's very exaggerated, but that's right. what they say, 80% are Muslims in Indonesia, 80% of the particular country's population. He said hundreds of people were cheering. Onlookers were watching her. And you can see this image right here while I'm talking about. Hundreds of people were cheering. Onlookers witnessed Monday while they watched Monday's caning, which took place in front of this particular mosque. The mayor was there. He stood out in the crowd. He explained to the bystanders that this punishment were meant for a lesson for all and not simply entertainment.
Wow.
And they were cheering it on. And this is amazing, right? He said, take these punishments as a lesson. What has been done by these convicts should not be taken as an example. I hope their caning is in this particular district today is a lesson for you. And I'm thinking, do we really want Sharia law to be taking place? And that's called the Sharia. They implemented the Sharia law system in Indonesia. And so, you know, everybody, I mean, how many people that you know that profess to be Christians that they're not living their life like the scripture says?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the majority of Christians in America are not even picking up their Bible. So how could they even be reading it and operating it? Well, there's a lot of people who profess to be Muslims. They're not reading the Quran. They don't. You know, they'll talk about it, but they don't understand that the Quran actually says this. And we have, you know, Islam 101 and these different things on the VFN torch for you. But we want to pray for those that are suffering because of Sharia law. And this particular woman was beat so bad, this 20-year-old woman, that she had to be handed and carried over to an ambulance and taken to the hospital. Do we really want this to continue to spread across the land? There's this particular threat assessment that's been done, ISIS, the threat on the United States of America. And we'll make what we have available to you. But it was done by the man and his wife. How do you pronounce his last name?
It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka and his wife, Catherine Gorka. And it's a report. It's called ISIS, the threat to the United States. And it's put on by the Threat Knowledge Group.
Right.
And this is a information-packed report. We'll make it related for you so that you can go in and look intricately through each of it. But some of the things that they talked about was what's happening within the United States.
Yes. It says 82% of people, it says of the 82 people who have been apprehended by the law enforcement, 52 or 63% of them are between the ages of 15 and 25 years old, and the remaining 30 are between the ages of 26 and 47 years old,
mm-hmm.
and 7 have been under the ages of 18. These are people that are apprehending that are...
within the United States.
Yeah, that has that mindset
63%
of radical... Yes.
Are between 15 and 25.
And remember, nobody knew about Farouk and his mm-hmm. wife, you know, the radical jihadist that was working at the county office
media.
That was planning on blowing up the Christmas party and killing those folks. So this is what we do know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on and says, this emphasis on youth was born by a breakdown of ISIS arrests. Particular breakdown is that there are being arrests. Mm-hmm. 63% of these arrests are between the ages of 15 and 25. I mean, you think about this, that these are stats and all that are coming from America. And I think, you know, when you look at America, there's so much idleness. And I mean, gaming probably is the highest thing done with young people, maybe up into their 20s. You know, it keeps on going, but it's like, if we have that much time to idle time and we're intelligent human beings, and that would be a way to exercise all that. And we talked about on a previous program about Sesame Credit, which is a gaming system that I mean, people are just moving in that kind of direction. But really think about this. If we had to grow our own food, life would be different. 3% of America is growing the food for the other 98%, and most food that we eat comes from thousands of miles away from where we are.
Yeah.
And so we got to begin to say, you know what, maybe our society, we can need to restructure how we're doing things. Maybe it's not wrong to have a little anticipation in life, you know, this instant gratification, this instant thing. You know, I'm hungry now, I'm going to go through a drive-thru, and I'm going to get, you know, a Whataburger, you know what I'm saying, just this instant. Instant, you know, patty meal or something, and with bacon on it, obviously. And so, but we're just so used to getting things instantly. I mean, people stand in front of microwaves and scream at them. They get upset because the text moves so slow, but the text messaging off their phone went all the way across 17 different countries to get to the place it got. Mm-hmm. And it's just everything's so instant. But did God, is everything supposed to be that instant? I mean, can you look at the ground, put a seed in it, and start screaming at it and demanding it to produce fruit? Or is it still going to have to do what God designed it to do? It's going to have to go to process of dying, water, the right heat, the right amount of water, the right season causes that seed to begin to open up and produce. Then at first you have the blade, then you have the stem, and then you have the fruit. And the head of the corn, it talks about. And there's just a process to it. And faith is like that. And so one way that I think that we can start engaging the younger folks in our communities is help explain how things grow.
Yeah.
You know, you can scream all you want to, but you're still going to have to get a job and go to work.
Yeah.
You know, if you plant a garden, which I think is a really good, even if you're not going to eat out of the garden, if you have young sons and daughters, you know, show them how things grow, you stick it in the ground. This is how you eat. Even though you went to the refrigerator to get that, somewhere in the world, somebody stuck that seed in the ground, somewhere in the earth, and the right heat, the right water, everything came together, and that happened. And it helps people understand. We just assume people know that's where it works, but they have people standing in front of, you know, Burger King protesting the killing of cows while they're eating a hamburger because they don't even know that the hamburger
came from the cow.
At least 50% of it came from cows. I don't know. So what were you saying?
Well, it's when I think back as a kid, and I used to always get the phone call when I would come home from school to pull the meat out of the refrigerator so that it could thaw out. So then my mom and dad could then make the meal and then have food prepared 2 hours later to have dinner on time. And when you look at now our generation, as immediately it just removes the cellophane paper, puts it in the microwave for 2 or 3 minutes, and then has the food. But when you look at it, it's just like the nutrient content of the food has gone down just because we want it faster. And it's just like we can't.
Well, you think about this. I know we're fixing to come to the end of the program. John Paul Jackson prophesied that there would be judgment coming to the hybrid seed, which is what you're talking about. You know, watermelons actually do come with seeds. Oranges actually do come with seeds, and supposedly believers come with seeds that they reproduce. And so, you know, we're having this life like, you know, seeds are messy. You have to do something with the seeds. But if we properly understand and deal with the seeds and do what we're supposed to do with them, then things reproduce. And but he specifically said, you know, that there will be judgment, and we'll make that related to you on the hybrid seed. So if you're planning on having a garden, don't get hybrid seed. You get seed that when it grows, it actually produces other fruit that actually produces seed, so you can keep those seeds. If not, if you have hybrid seed, you plant it, it'll produce the plant, but it will not produce any
seed
to reproduce after. It's almost like we have a hybrid church right now.
Yeah.
But God's going to bring restructuring to all that, and we're going to begin to be fruitful again in a powerful way. Well, we love you. We're so grateful for you and those that are listening and those that are watching us every day. Don't forget, you can catch us at vfntv.com. But I'd like to pray right now with you and for you. Can you lead us in prayer now?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you're in control. And God, I ask you, Lord, that right now that you would just give all of those that are watching and just the body of Christ throughout the world wisdom. Give us just that consuming presence of your peace that understands that regardless of what's happening in the world, you're in control. God, help us to keep our eyes fixated upon the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to stay fixated upon your heart and understand, Lord, that you are in control, God. Yes. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would just forgive us, Lord, for the sins of our nation, God. Yes. And I ask you, Lord, that you would just pour out, God, a third great awakening, Lord, to all of the world, God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.